Hey everybody, this is Joshua Alexander, the Parasite Purger. Hope you're having a good day today. The reason why I'm hopping on here today is to share my story about, I had a post that went kind of viral and people are listening because there's some confusion. And like everybody else, about 3 years ago, I was confused about zeolites and I told my followers that I was going to experiment with the company Root Wellness and get to the bottom of, you know, it's supposed to disable the technology. It's supposed to help the body. If you're not familiar, they're spraying nanotechnology on us. It's in our food, in our water. We're being poisoned by nanotechnology through vaccinations, through food, so through water, through the skies. We are under attack. In a very serious way. And I told my followers approximately 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, that I was willing to experiment on myself with zeolites and see what happened with nano zeolites with the company Root Wellness, with Christina Rahm and Clayton Thomas as the owners. And, what happened to me is pretty bad, and what I'm hearing from others, firsthand reports being brought into me about nano zeolites from all different companies, is very bizarre, not detox symptoms at all. And to give you a little bit of backstory about who I am and where I come from and my history and my practice, is, you know, a lot of people that, you know, the post goes viral, they don't really pay attention to my page. They accuse me of like being inexperienced, not knowing what I'm talking about. And I am probably one of the most thorough researchers that you'll find. I look much deeper than the average person and all the pop-up practitioners that have opened up their pages in the last couple of years that read the skim of the surface of mostly marketing from zeolites. None of the scientific stuff that they say is really true. So let me get into a bit more about my history. Since I was 16 years old, my whole life I've been exposed to indigenous ceremonies, grew up understanding like plant knowledge, plant medicine, being connected to nature with those teachings. I'm half English, Norwegian, and Cree Indian. And I grew up kind of in a mixed thing, being exposed to indigenous ceremonies and indigenous ways of life and heritage and culture. But I'm also English and white. And I also grew up attending church. And so I kind of like saw into both worlds. And that's just a little bit about me. In 2012, I became very sick with a couple of autoimmune disorders. And I ventured out and started studying even harder into plants and medicine and fasting. In 2014, I experienced a genuine exorcism where I met Azael, Lilith, Isis, Lucifer, Beelzebub. I met the seven lords of hell in an exorcism, and then I vomited out many worms from my lungs, dwarf tapeworms and giant lung flukes. In that experience, it opened up my whole eyes. I met God, I met the devil all in one night. And it was very shocking and surprising, and I wasn't expecting it. And I got rid of two autoimmune disorders, and I also healed of homosexuality, which I wasn't trying to do. I was obsessed with transgenderism. And I was obsessed. I was obsessed with it. I masturbated to transgenderism all the time, and I didn't think much of it until that night where I experienced something holy, and I purged these worms out of my body, and I realized that disease is very connected to the demonic realm. And since then, I've gone on to heal and help people of some pretty chronic conditions. I educate and share since 2017 is when I opened up this page. In 2012, when I started studying this, nobody was talking about this. You know, it's a very hot topic today. And, you know, I don't know everything. I have lots to learn, but, you know, a lot of information that's being put out today is just parroted and not really well thought out and researched. And, there's a lot of pop-up healers that, are accusing me of not being experienced, not being thorough enough, not understanding. I hope that my story that I briefly shared with you shows a bit about the strength that I carry within my spirit, in my body, and it gives value to like my thoughts on what's going on with these nano zeolites. You know, I've helped in my past. I've helped people overcome HIV, hepatitis C. I had one cancer healing in my younger days. I've helped people purge massive worms and fungus out of their bodies. Where people couldn't get help, they came to me. I'm very strict and disciplined when comes to do it. I teach fasting. I teach dry fasting. I teach good diet. I teach specific medicines for specific purposes. Not everything is one glove fits all. And I spend a lot of time studying very technical papers and very scientific papers. My whole life, since my early 20s, I read a lot of technical information that people don't care to read. I don't Google things and use AI to tell me what to think. I study leading scientists of the world, all around the world in different languages. I'm one of the most thorough people that you'll ever meet in your whole entire life when it comes to education and understanding the body, anatomy, science, plants, and herbs. Even saying that, I have a lot to learn. And what I'm noticing with nano zeolites is not good. All of the companies, I am getting reports of horrendous injury, and myself, 2.5 years ago, I was approached by the company Root Wellness, owners Christina Rahm and Clayton Thomas, and I was asked to sell their products and to try their products. And I never promoted the product because there was controversy 3 years ago about this, and there's still controversy today. And just like you, I was confused about what was real and what wasn't real. And I'm telling you that what I'm observing in my 14 years of practice and my whole life dedicated to plants and herbs and understanding the body is that what's going on with these supplement companies is very unusual, peculiar, and it needs to be investigated. It needs to be looked at, and the injuries are severe. It's injuring children. It's injured me. It's injured a lot of different people. And so I was approached 2.5 years ago or so by Clayton Thomas. I even had Clayton Thomas on my page multiple times discussing why I was having such bad reactions to their products. And I was always told that I just needed to take more and that everything would be fine. But the more that I took and the more that I listened to him, the more that my heart had palpitations, the more that my lymphatic system started struggling. Even at one point, I know there's debate, you know, people say that Rhea No More and other people, like there's other microscopists that have shown that zeolite interacts with the COVID vaccine. And it's not a by accident that in between 2029 and 2032, currently Australia is studying zeolite mRNA liquid drops. I don't think that's by chance. It's also funny that Christina Rahm is highly connected to all of these organizations, even though she says that she's fighting for the good. I'm not too sure about that. Just a second here. Daughter walked in. You staying in here, my girl?
Yeah.
No? Okay. just give me like 10 minutes. My experience with this company is poor, very poor. The more that I've learned about them, the more that I realize that they lie about everything. And from their patents to her schooling to their history, they are involved with many lawsuits, many scandals. Even Christina's Rom's schooling is fake. Half of the schools don't exist. Some of the faculties don't even exist. They're connected to the CIA, Department of Energy, Department of War. I have proof of all of this. And I really regret ever being involved with this company and these people, because the more that I've learned is that they are pathological liars. They will never admit the truth. They will never, ever admit their wrongdoings in any sort of way. They're fake, they're phony, they're baloney. And as time moves forward, I'm going to be exposing them more and more and more about all the lies that they tell. And I want to ask people, so they promise that their zeolite is safer, better than PBX, Masterpiece, blah, 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 blah. But the reports that I'm getting from all across the board from all of these nano zeolite companies is the same type of injuries, which are horrendous, which include heart palpitations, clogged lymphatic system, extreme eye floaters. One woman even experienced blindness. One person experienced seizures. One went into a schizophrenia type of condition. One woman with PBX, her brain is constantly vibrating and she feels like there's an antenna inside of her, in her. And I've spoken with probably over 100 people now. I have about 50 people in an injured group that are, you know, somewhat active. I expect this group to grow because people just don't believe what's going on. And I want you to know that even at one point, I saw hexagonal glowing dots passing through my vision. And there's a lot of discussion, debate on whether this is nanotechnology and technology getting put into the body. Based on my observation that I seen it actually going across my eyes, it was a hexagonal shape, very, 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 very tiny. I was lucky to see it. Even when I close my eyes now, I see fibers in my eyes, and I never, ever had that experience ever in my life. Given my experience, my long history with working with people and what I've observed, what I've seen, and based on that this company lies incredible amounts from the science to her schooling to all the scandals and lawsuits that they've been into. Clayton Thomas has been sued multiple times for robbing people, for scamming people. I'm just collecting more and more dirt on them as I speak louder and louder. And, you know, I want to ask people, do you really want to trust people that lie about everything? At the surface, they seem nice, and that's what tricked me. But as I've gone deeper and deeper into understanding who they are and what they do and how much they lie, I really regret ever interacting with them. I can't believe that I didn't trust my intuition and just avoided it, because I didn't think it would be this powerful of a poison, and that's what it is. And the funny thing is, people are like, well, I feel great from it. I felt really good from it too. In the beginning, I felt more clarity. I felt like I was getting more things done. You know, like a spider bite, what it does is it makes a person euphoric, or the fly or the whatever, the prey of the spider, makes it euphoric, and you feel cool and you feel good, but at the same time, you're dying. That's what I relate this type of black magic medicine as. Christina Rom and Clayton Thomas believe that Lyme disease is unhealable. But yet they target Lyme people. Christina Rom hasn't healed Lyme disease. She still has cancer, and they want you to be on the products forever. This does not make any sense in a healing way. And, you know, that's true. And I have all documentation that, that's what they believe, that Lyme disease is unhealable. Even despite how great her products are, like, she still has cancer. She does Botox on her face. And she's a phony baloney liar. and she, you know, she has, you know, I'm not going to get into that part. Maybe later I'll get into that part, but, do you want to trust people that are working with the CIA, Department of Energy, Department of War? The Department of Energy is one of the key contributors to all the weaponized fungus that is floating in our skies. And they are an evil organization. And unfortunately, we are being taken over by something dark, insidious, and it is a very masterful plan, a very planned out plan, and these people will never admit to it, and they sold their souls for money, and they will deny, but as time goes on, I'm going to be exposing them more and more and more. And so, you know, that's my testimony in a nutshell, is that I felt very good off of the products in the beginning. I've spoken to other PBX Masterpiece people that have taken the products and also described the same thing of feeling good on the products, but then later on it comes and it hurts and it destroys. I have a 5-year rep from Root that is injured, developed many issues, and said the same thing. She felt great and it was like this illusion of healing, and now she's suffering. I've spoken with PBX rep that sold it for 6 years, regrets it. Her lymphatic system is clogging. It's actually hard to keep up. People want me like, oh, show me everything. It is very hard to keep up with how fast everything is moving and how much the brainwashing is happening. So I have children injured. I have elderly injured. I have so many people injured. Every time I speak up, more people come forward that are injured. And do you really want to, like, it's not, you didn't get the detox pathways open. What I'm seeing is completely abnormal. My long experience of working with people and the story that I explained at the beginning should help you understand that I am very experienced. I know what I'm speaking about. I'm very highly trained and very knowledgeable. And don't forget that liquid mRNA zeolite drops, I have found the papers. I've shared the papers before. It's coming out of the Middle East and Australia. Probably some other countries will be developing it as well, but liquid mRNA zeolite drops are going to be launched between 2029 and 2032. And then for an anti-pharmaceutical movement, why are they doing this? It's not anti-pharmaceutical, and by any means, it is very pharmaceutical, and it's all lies, and we're in a great, huge deception right now. Dr. Tenpenny started selling PBX in 2020. She had a stroke 1 year later after having it. And what I feel in my body, I'm very highly sensitive to my body. I know what's going on with my body. It's disrupted my calcium ion channels. It's disrupted my potassium ion channels. It has made me very sensitive to EMFs, what it said it's not supposed to do. It's very hard for me to go. Thank God I live in the country, surrounded by nature, because when I go into the city, I do not feel well surrounded by all the Wi-Fi, despite that this company said that it's supposed to reverse that. It is completely untrue. These people are wolves in sheep's clothing, just like the Bible warned us that people will appear good on the outwardly, and they are ravenous wolves on the inside. Clayton Thomas and Christina Rahm are absolutely pathological liars that have sold their souls for money. And they are tools and they are pawns and they're weak. And they will never admit to what they're actually up to and what kind of deals that they've sold, because that's, you want to get the truth out of a liar? Good luck. I don't lie. I have a very hard time lying to people. I never lie to people. I don't. I have a horrible time. You know, maybe somebody says, how do I look in this dress? And I'll be like, well, you look good. But more often than not, I'm very honest and blunt, and people really don't like that about me, but it's hard for me to not be honest and blunt because that's how I've been my whole life, and people have loved me for it and hated me for it. But you cannot get the truth out of these people because they're pathological liars. The idea that nanozeolites is some sort of established science is completely untrue. There is no safety data on it. There is no testing on it. There is zero studies on nanozeolites and the human body and how it affects the human body. There's none. This is a giant experiment that they are experimenting with you, and you want to take that risk when so many people are getting injured, and on top of it, like, the illusion that you're healing is really interesting because it felt like I was healing because I was more active and stuff. And I've spoken to other people that feel that have experienced the same thing, promoted the products, and they walk away because they're like, what's going on with my body? So that's about it in a nutshell. You know, share this where you can. People need to hear it because this is a danger, and these companies need to be held liable for these injuries. It's not opening up your detox pathways and stuff like that. There's something much more at hand here. I can't believe that these types of products have made it onto the market with zero oversight. It's actually terrifying that that's happened, and it should be a sign to people about the general world and trusting the experts and things, and the infrastructure is not as well set up as you think it is, or perhaps it's just very well corrupted. We live in a very corrupt world that's ruled by money and greed, and that's what's going to destroy humanity in the end. And for people that are like, oh, he's just selling products, and it's like, no, I actually, my whole mission in life is to teach people that medicine is all around you. It's in your yard, it's in our forests, it's in our meadows, and all you have to do is go and pick it and eat it, put it into a tea, a tincture. It actually surrounds you everywhere. And that is a lot of my content and what I teach people. I have made books, I've sold books, I have had products here and there, but my focus has always been education and trying to share with people that, you know, just correcting your diet, fasting, dry fasting, you know, learning about these things and learning about the plants that surround you is way more powerful than relying on the system and other people. And so education has always been my focus. And I'm patient. Most people are not patient. They just want now, now, now. If you want to survive what's coming in this world, you have to be patient. You absolutely have to be patient. So I'm not selling things and bashing zeolites. I just told you how I work and what I do. And, you know, if you look on my page, there's not a single product that I sell. That's not to say that I won't ever sell products. But my main focus has always been education and guidance, and coaching has always been what I do. So I, you know, share this in zeolite groups, share this with people that think I'm an idiot. Share it if you think I'm an idiot. I don't care. That's my testimony with this company and the products and what I'm observing and noticing. It's very real. It's a danger. If people want to take that risk, go ahead. I took that risk because I was confused and wanted to share my experience. And I found out the absolute hard way because I find this very hard to treat. And I'm very experienced. And so, you know, good luck out there. Good luck out there, you guys. God bless you. Take care. Much love. Peace.